Mayor Douglas Palmer represents Trenton, New Jersey. He's also the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and Trenton has a long history with industrialization. His city's motto is Trenton Makes, the World Takes, which is an excellent motto, by the way. And today, along with lots of other cities, Trenton is looking to become more green. Mayor Palmer, welcome to Weekend America.
Hey, Bill, it's a pleasure. And, you know, I'm glad that you did mention Trenton Makes, the World Takes. It is a great motto. And, you know, some people wanted to change it because they said we're not the industrial center that we once were. But, you know, once you have a good motto like that, you can't change it. So I'm glad you recognize that.
What did you learn from your fellow mayors from Singapore and Denmark and Ethiopia? Some of these cities have been working for years to curb global warming.
Well, yeah, and what you learn is some cities are more industrialized than others. Some cities, you know, do not have the kind of industries that we have in some of the northeastern cities or like New York City or London. But you have to start where you are and certainly looking at ways in which you can have cleaner air.
You announced this week that 500 American mayors have agreed to help reduce carbon emissions. What's something that Trenton is doing?
Well, first and foremost, the city of Trenton is looking at our building codes. You know, we have an older city. We're looking at finding out ways in which we can change light bulbs and look at the kind of glass that we have in our buildings. So we're looking at our carbon footprint and how we can reduce costs that way. And then there's something that's easy, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's what the government's doing. What can I do? Well, one of the easiest things you can do and simplest things is you can change your light bulbs and get those CFLs or CFBs, whatever you call them. Those
compact fluorescent light
bulbs. Or as I like to call it, you know, those curly Q light bulbs.
There you go.
You know, they save energy. They reduce your electric bills. And it only takes 18 seconds.
Do you have any of those curly Q fluorescent bulbs in your house yet, Mayor?
You know, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. And I used to drive a Lincoln Continental, and the lease went up on the car a few months ago. And I decided to get a hybrid. I tell you, my security guys, they hate it. They can't say anything, but they hate it because they like the big car, you know. I said, we're in a hybrid now. I haven't gotten it yet. It's still on order, but these guys are upset. And my 4.5-year-old daughter, she'll be upset because she likes the big car. And I told her, honey, we're getting another car, and it's going to look a little different than this. So, you know, I'm getting a hybrid, not so much for me, but for my 4.5-year-old daughter and her children. You know, we have to really look at the future.
These conferences can be a place for an exchange of all kinds of ideas. You know, they're coming from all over the place. Were there any ideas in this climate summit that seemed way out there to you, took you by surprise?
I mean, you know, what is striking is some countries don't have the economy. They're struggling nations and don't necessarily have the problem with finding out their carbon footprint because they really have some areas where they don't have electricity. But you also recognize, well, you still, at some point, you could string electric lines all throughout your country. And quite frankly, that would do more harm than good. And you have to begin to look at ways when you are ready to develop on solar and wind and on wind energy.
Mayor, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
My pleasure.